Okay. Yeah, I'm back. I'm back. Been a weird week, an interesting week. For those of you who don't know, I was off all of last. I want to thank Dane Neal for picking up the slack and filling in for me. I appreciate that, and I want to thank Stephanie and Todd for being so accommodating to me. I was not ill this past week. A little bit nauseous every once in a while. What happened was, and has happened to many people. And also I want to thank Dino Larry from Aurora's nephew. He also stuck in with Dane. So I want to thank those two guys for filling in. Appreciate it. Well, basically what happened is this. We had a ridiculous amount of snow last week, as you are obviously aware of. 9 nights straight of accumulating snow, which meant there was a ton of snow on the roof of my building, and an ice dam formed above my apartment. And water began leaking in through my wall by my back door. My back door, which I couldn't open because it was frozen and there were icicles all over the place. If you were to look out my back porch at any time, it was covered in ice. Stairs were covered in ice, giant icicles, and there was nothing anybody can do. I had to wait for the leaking to stop because the water had no place to go and they couldn't get anybody on the roof. And, I mean, this has happened before. You have an ice dam leak that goes through your wall. So it was in my wall, and I was for 3 days. I did not sleep for 3 days. I was constantly monitoring what was happening at the wall, feeling the wall, mopping up water, putting down towels and old T-shirts to soak up the water that was accumulating. So in other words, it was a nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare. Talking with my landlord, he's like, there's really nothing you can do at this moment. You got to wait for the thaw. When the thaw happened, the water stopped, and the water has stopped. Now, it's just a question of sending a couple of guys in to fix the wall, get rid of the mold, scrape it down, replaster it, and paint it. So it's over. But it was really a nightmare. It was really a nightmare, and I don't wish it upon anybody that you get an ice dam leak in your wall. And I was talking to our engineer here, Aubrey. He had one as well that happened to him. And he can feel it. And Dan, well, first of all, let me just say hello to Dan. Dan, hi.
Hi, Nick. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's been an interesting week. Last week, for about 4 days in a row, it was a nightmare. And then it, you know, once the thaw happened, the wall was fine. It was dry. It just looks bad, and there's some damage, and they just have to patch it up. But I'm telling you, man, I don't. I don't know how anybody can deal with this and not be, you know, insane. So anyway, thank you for working last week.
Glad to have you back.
And thanks, man. I'm glad to be back. And so that's what happened. And I know that you were fielding some calls from listeners, and you could tell the difference between the listeners who have gone through an ice dam leak,
right? An ice dam leak, or just anybody who's gotten water. I mean, yeah. You know, I've gotten seepage in my basement, and obviously nowhere near as bad as what you went to, where you had to mop it up constantly for 4 days.
But yeah,
it is just a nightmare because it's so hard to find and deal with, and when you think you got it fixed, you don't, and
yeah. You
just don't know when the proverbial dam will break,
right.
You know, and
it can
be very agonizing.
I had to wait for the thaw. That was what really did it. And you know, I've been in this apartment for 7 years and nothing like this has ever happened. But again, you know, the amount of snow that we got in that time and how cold it was, that all contributed to it. So, but anyway, they're just going to come in. They got to patch up the wall. That's all they got to do. They'll do it sometime this week. So, in the newsroom is Vic Vaughn. Hi, Vic.
Hey, Nick.
I missed you.
We all missed you, of course. It's nice to have you back, man.
Thank you, man.
And unfortunately, it looks like a lot of people could be dealing with some flooding issues
this week.
Of a different kind.
Not
an ice dam.
Flooding and in your basement and stuff. Those are always nightmares.
So the meteorologists are warning us with the warm temperatures and rain, we'll see.
Okay. Well, I wish everybody luck.
Absolutely.
I really do, man, and I feel for you. And in the traffic hut, you don't get leaks in the hut, do you, Esmeralda?
No, I thatch it real good.
Oh, good.
I'm always thatching.
Esmeralda Leon is here. I missed you too, Esmeralda.
Aw, ditto.
And I'm glad to be back, and I hope that you and V never have to go through a situation like in your place like I had to.
And at least for us, we would probably just, you know, take turns.
Yeah, well, there's two people. That's right. Yeah. I live alone, so it was just me.
And or I just go, I'm leaving now. Bye.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I didn't want to bother anybody else. You know, like my parents were like, we can come over and help. I'm like, no, don't worry about it. You know, I'll do it. I'll handle it. I'm taking off work. I may as well earn my day off. So I'm glad to be back. And again, thank everybody for working for me and filling in. And I'm just thrilled to be here. I hate missing work. I really do, because I love you guys. I love working with you. And it's always, you know, every morning between 2 and 5 on the weekdays, it's a highlight for me. It is. And so, and thank you to the listeners, who a lot of them who reached out, you know, on my Facebook page or messaged me or texted me. And I really appreciate your concern. And if you've gone through this, the thing that I've gone through, then you understand why I had to take some time off. But I'm glad to be back. I'm back right now. We'll get back on the road here. And when I come back, Eric Childress and Colin Suter are going to join me for our weekly Monday morning movie reviews. We're back to normal here on 720 WGN.